You Can Handle Anything, episode number 364. Welcome to the You Can Handle Anything podcast. I'm your host, Shira Gura, and I know firsthand what it feels like to get hijacked by your emotions, keeping you from fully enjoying the moments and people in your life. In this podcast, I'll bring you into my world through personal stories, showing you how you can make more deliberate choices in the face of everyday emotional moments, ensuring you handle those situations without regret. After all, your life is built on moments, and I'm here to help you make the most of them. Let's get started. Hello, my dear listeners, and thank you so much for joining me today. So I have a story to share with you, but before I do, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever made a decision about something, but something better comes up, and instead of following through with your decision, you choose the other option? That's what this week's podcast episode is going to be about. So I'm preparing this podcast on a Sunday, 2 days before I usually prepare and broadcast my podcasts. And that's because this week I will be celebrating Passover, and I wanted to have this done ahead of time. The truth is, the story I have to share with you has to do with this holiday. So let me explain. As you may or may not know, one of the big parts of the Passover holiday is what's called the Seder. This is the evening where you gather together, you tell the story of the Exodus from Egypt. There's a ton of really nice traditions and special foods and special songs, and it's a big deal. I know growing up, it was one of my favorite holidays, as we would have very, very big family gatherings. And I just loved the Seder experience and tasting the foods that we would only eat once a year and the songs. Everything about it I loved. But ever since we moved to Israel, which is about 15 years ago or something like that, Passover became one of the least favorite holidays of the year for me. Why? Because I don't have my family here. And while I do have my husband's family, well, first of all, they don't celebrate it the way that I was raised. And for his family, this is the holiday where all of the sisters-in-law celebrate with their families, which basically means we're on our own. And I don't want to play the victim here. The truth is, there's a ton of families in my community who moved to Israel from the United States. And so there's a lot of seders that we could go to and that we have gone to in the past. But over the past 5 years or so, we've really have just been doing the seder on our own and inviting my mother-in-law. And it's been fine. You know, like I said, not what I'm used to, but it really does kind of have its charm. Okay, so what happened? Well, that was the plan. Up until about 2 weeks ago, when my husband let us all know that we received an invitation to a Seder. What? An invitation? When is my husband the social planner of this family? I was like so confused. Long story short, my husband has been studying weekly with another person in our community. By studying, I mean learning ancient Jewish texts. And this person invited us to their Seder. And while it was really nice to be invited, I was kind of hesitant. Like, I don't really know this person much at all. I don't know his wife. They're young. They have young kids. They live in a very, very small place. And that made me feel uncomfortable because I was like, how is this young couple going to host our family? You know, I have big kids. I have big boys and my mother-in-law, right? I just kind of felt weird about it. But I said, okay. Then about a week later, my daughter shared that she wasn't planning to join us, and instead she was planning to volunteer at a women's shelter in Jerusalem, where a Seder was going to be led. And they were looking for one or two women to be with the children so that the women could really enjoy this experience. Wow. Amazing, right? I mean, that sounded like a really cool experience, something I've never done before, something I would want to do. And I told my daughter all of that like excitement. And she was like, really? I mean, do you want to do this with me? That would be amazing. And my response was, yeah, I totally want to do this. And she was so excited that I wanted to do it with her. And I said, let me just first talk it over with Abba. Abba is father in Hebrew. Okay. So, and I also told her that, you know, Abba, he's such a good guy and he doesn't limit me ever. And that I'm sure that, you know, he'd be okay with it. So I spoke with him and I was a little surprised by his response, which was like, really? But you said yes to this other invitation. And what am I going to do? Just go with the three boys? By the way, at this point, his mother said that she wasn't interested to join him, that she was going to find another place to be. And my response to him was like, yeah, I mean, you could do that. What's the big deal? And he kind of shrugged his shoulders. He wasn't happy. Okay. In my mind, right, I knew what I wanted to do, right? I wanted to go to this women's shelter and volunteer with my daughter, but I also felt pulled in both directions. I really didn't know what to do. I mean, I knew what I wanted to do. And it even felt like the thing that I wanted to do would be better for the world because I'd be helping other people, right? But still, I felt stuck. I told my husband I wasn't going to decide just yet, but I would let him know the following day. I think my husband really appreciated the fact that I was taking that step. I knew it was desire that I was stuck on. Desire to do something better, more meaningful, something I could share about afterwards. And once I named that, once I said, it's desire, this is what I'm stuck on, I almost felt instantly better because I was really able to understand what was really going on inside of me. Like, why was I feeling so uncomfortable? And instead of acting on that desire, I just let myself sit with it. And when I did, I started to notice that the desire started to fade just simply by noticing it. And then I asked myself, you know, was going to this shelter really going to be better, more meaningful, you know, something I could share about with others? Honestly, I didn't even know that for sure. It was just a story in my mind. The truth of the matter is, it could be this Seder, the one that I said yes to, that would actually be the thing that was meaningful and powerful and something that I could share about afterwards. And once I realized that the problem that I had was really just the story in my mind, I considered another perspective, and that was honoring my word. I said I was going to go with my husband. I already agreed to it, so I considered just honoring that. And that was it. I told my husband my decision. He was happy. I felt complete, and I treated myself with kindness for getting stuck in this situation in the first place. Boom, nipped it in the bud. Did you see what I just did, my friends? I walked myself through the unstuck method. It is this tool that literally helps me and saves me during the everyday emotional moments of my life. I depend on it. And I use it literally every single day, and I'm so grateful for it. Okay, so going back to my question, has this ever happened to you where you made a choice, but then something better came up and you chose the quote-unquote better option? And my question to you is, can you consider the next time honoring your word? Honoring your word is something I learned from my mother at a very, very young age. Receiving an invitation and then receiving a better one is something I remember so well as a child. And my mom taught me, honor your word. And so I want to do a shout out to my mom right now for teaching me this life lesson. Thank you, Mom. And I love you for it. Okay, my dear friends, I want to remind you that last week I launched the Unstuck Revolution. This is a low-cost membership. It's only $7 a month where you get to engage with me daily, receive the full Unstuck training, be a part of a community with other like-minded people who are practicing these tools, and attend the monthly workshops, which I'm going to be offering the first one in just a couple of weeks. I don't know when I'll be raising the price to this membership, so if you want to be a part of this revolution, or if you simply want to support me in creating these weekly podcasts, please do consider checking it out by heading over to my website, shiragura.com, and enrolling today. Thank you so much for choosing to be with me this week. Wishing you a wonderful rest of your week. And remember, you can handle anything. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the You Can Handle Anything podcast. If this podcast adds value to your life, I would be so grateful if you could spare 30 seconds to do three things. 1, follow or subscribe to the podcast. 2, leave me a rating on whatever podcast app you listen on. And 3, share an episode with a friend. Your support keeps the podcast thriving, and for that, I am truly grateful. I look forward to being back with you next week.